This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, inviting you to continue to study with us as we have for the past several days. 2 great questions asked by Jesus in Matthew chapter 16, verse 26, where he says, "What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Already we've pointed out some things that are involved in these 2 questions, the world and the soul. And we have been discussing the first question, namely, if you gain the whole world, what would you gain? Now, as we have already pointed out, no doubt Jesus means for us to think about, to contemplate this question as being asked before we die. In other words, here we are living on earth and we ask ourselves the question, what really would be the case if I were to gain the whole world, all that the world offers by way of sensual pleasure, power, intellectual attainment, money, acclaim, popularity, and so forth, what really would I gain? We have pointed out already, 1, you would gain something which cannot really satisfy the heart. 2, you would gain something that would not be a servant, as you might have surmised, but something that will be your master. Now, in the 3rd place, we point out that you would gain something that is perishable, something that will not last, something that will turn to ashes in your hands. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 35, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away." Now, what the Lord is doing here is calling our attention to the things that are most permanent, heaven and earth. We can continue day by day to look up into the heavens and we see the sun, the moon, and the stars, and the various planets in their places. We can look about us and see the world is still here, even though we see our human friends passing one by one from the human scene because of death. We see it happening to animal life, to plant life, and so on. But heaven and earth seem to be permanent. But Jesus said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away." You see, the things that to our visible eye are most permanent are not really permanent. Paul said in writing to the Corinthian church, the things that are seen are temporal, that is, they shall pass away. But the things that are not seen are eternal. So the Lord said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." In 1 John chapter 2, verse 17, the Apostle John said, "Stop loving the world." Then the love of the world, for all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the lust of the eye, shall pass away. Already the kiss of death is upon the world. As we were noting just a few moments ago, everything that we can see, everything we can smell, everything we can touch and so on, has the kiss of death upon it. This world is passing away. Why will we be so foolish as to devote our lives to the gaining of those things which pertain strictly to this world while we pay no attention to the demands of God as pertains to our soul? This is not to say that we should not be concerned at all about money and possessions, for the Bible teaches us to make a living and to have a right attitude toward it, to work hard in order that we might give to those who are in need and that the gospel might be spread around the world. But we must not give an inordinate place to it. We must not give first place to the gaining of money and power and so forth. The Bible teaches that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That after the warning of the fact that this earth, all of it, shall melt with fervent heat. So if we gain the world, we will gain what is not permanent. We will gain what is passing away, what will not be here. There is an implied question involved in this as we consider the question, what would be your gain? And that is, what would be your loss? That would be the loss of purity and sensual pleasure, the loss of self-mastery, the loss of honesty, the loss of liberality, the loss of conviction, the loss of humility. But let me reserve those discussion of them in detail until next time, because our time is gone for today. It's been so good to have you with us. I hope you'll be back next time. Until then, may God bless and keep you.